Nolte, Biden's computer chip shortage kills solution for Biden's record gas prices. By John Nolte on June 17, 2022. Joe Biden's computer chip shortage has killed off one proposed White House solution, if you want to call it that, for people suffering under Joe Biden's record gas prices. His fraudulency. Joe Biden deliberately caused these record gas prices with an executive order that killed domestic oil and gas expansion and exploration. But now that his approval ratings are in the dumpster, the White House thought one solution to this might be to offer Americans free money in the form of gasoline rebate cards. There's just one problem. Those cards would require a computer chip, and along with all the other shortages this administration has caused, everything from baby formula to tampons, we also have a computer chip shortage. Per the far-left Washington Post, senior White House aides have in recent days explored new ideas for responding to high gas prices and looked again at some that they had previously discarded, desperate to show that the administration is trying to address voter frustration about rising costs at the pump. Biden officials are taking a second look at whether the federal government could send rebate cards out to millions of American drivers to help them pay at gas stations, an idea they examined months ago before ruling it out. Aides had found that shortages in the U.S. chip industry would make it hard to produce enough rebate cards, two people familiar with the matter said. White House officials also fear there would be no way to prevent consumers from using them for purchases other than gasoline, according to another person familiar with the discussions. Even if the administration embraces the proposal, it would probably require congressional approval and face long odds among lawmakers wary of spending more money. Two things are worthy of note here. The first is that no one in the clown car White House talks about rescinding the executive order that caused this gas price problem. Nor is anyone talking about opening the Keystone XL pipeline that Biden shut down. Secondly, and this is quite revealing, through this gas card scheme, the Biden administration would like to spend even more of the federal treasury's money, which means pouring more billions in federal spending into our economy when it is Biden's lunatic spending, along with his war on affordable energy, that caused all of this record inflation. Pouring more federal money into our economy to solve inflation is like trying to heal someone with a gunshot wound by shooting him again. These people are stark raving nuts. This is all about finding a political solution to a problem rather than a solution. And the only solution is to open the Keystone pipeline and rapidly expand domestic oil and gas exploration. But they won't do that. Instead, they would prefer to treat the gunshot victim of inflation with another gunshot of additional spending. The delicious irony in all this is that due to the Biden administration's stupidity, lack of empathy, and insane priorities, correct pronouns are more important than affordable energy. One thing stopping this insane White House from creating even more inflation with more federal spending is their computer chip shortage.